USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA says there's a shortage of amoxicillin used by children. The drug, often used to treat bacterial infections, comes in tablets, capsules, and as a liquid. It's a liquid that's in short supply, although major pharmacies haven't yet reported many problems. With 5 days left until Election Day, over 30 million people have already cast their early ballot. But many people do like to vote on Election Day.
Election Day is Tuesday, and while millions of Americans have already cast early or mail-in ballots, millions will line up to vote that day. Voting before or after work or on a lunch break can be stressful, and that's one reason 24 states and Washington, D.C. offer paid time off for voting. In many places, employers require workers to give advanced notice if they want to take time off to vote, so checking ahead of time is a good idea. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
America can expect a turkey shortage and higher poultry prices just ahead of Thanksgiving. Folks in the northeastern part of the United States will have to pay the most for the popular bird. An outbreak of the avian flu has impacted flocks in 43 states and 304 countries, according to data from the CDC. The Department of Justice is announcing a huge bust in a catalytic converter theft ring.
The Department of Justice took a big crack at catalytic converter thieves, announcing raids and arrests on Wednesday to break up a network of thieves, dealers, and processors. Searches and seizures occurred in California, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Nevada, North Carolina, and Virginia. It's estimated this crime has netted hundreds of millions of dollars. The precious metals in catalytic converters is why they're so valuable.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden is heading out on a West Coast swing Thursday. One stop will be in the border state of New Mexico to talk about his student loan relief program. Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox Business he's not expecting the border topic to come up.
He's not going to bring that up. It's one of his greatest failures as President of the United States. Obviously, a president's supposed to keep us safe, keep our border safe, and he's an utter failure there. So, no, he's not going to bring that up.
There were more than 2.3 million illegal immigrant encounters on the United States' southern border in the fiscal year 2022. A Florida teen convicted of a school shooting is sentenced.
Broward County Circuit Judge Elizabeth Shearer Wednesday sentenced Nicholas Cruz, the shooter in the 2018 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School massacres in Parkland, Florida, in which Cruz killed 17 people and injured another 17. Judge Shearer imposed a life sentence without the possibility of parole for each of the 17 deaths and various sentences on behalf of those who were injured. After reading each of the 34 penalties, Judge Shearer added an additional term to the sentencing.
I am ordering that all 34 counts of the indictment for each sentence is to run consecutive. That is, one after another.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
For more news, check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.